Welcome back to Magnus Arena. Time for the coach's report with George Gwozdecky as his Pioneers get set to take on Maine. And coach, you certainly have a stiff challenge ahead of you tonight. How good is Maine, and what are some of the things you'll need to do to win?
Maine's a very good team. They are one of the better teams in the country.
Last night against Notre Dame, the Pioneers had a wretched first period. Can you afford a slow start like that again tonight against Maine?
Bill, that's a very good descriptive word, wretched. I would say that that aptly describes our first period. Right on tonight's game, we're looking forward to it.
Good luck tonight, coach. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bill.
Head coach George Gwozdecky of the Pioneers. And we'll be back with the starting lineups when Denver hockey continues after these words on AM 950, The Fan. Our special halftime guest is Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski. And Coach K, people at West Point are certainly proud of your accomplishments here at the Academy and at Duke. And the question on everybody's mind is, how is your health? Because you had the back problems last year.
Yeah, I'm doing just great. And I appreciate the many cards, letters, and calls from my friends at West Point.
We're on the sidelines at Mikey Stadium with a special guest, George Steinbrenner, the owner of the New York Yankees. And Mr. Steinbrenner, what brings you to West Point today?
Well, mainly Jerry Faust, who's a dear friend of mine and one of the great people in athletics for my money.
We're outside the Calgary Flames dressing room after the Flames 4-1 victory over the Rangers. Our special guest is Joe Nieuwendyk, a goal and an assist. And Joe, people who take into account the Flames injury situation, plus coming into this building playing the top team in the NHL, may be surprised at the final score. How did you guys do it tonight?
Well, probably the main reason why we did it was the guy we had, Ned Trefeloff, played outstanding and started making some plays and get our feet moving a little bit, and the game kind of evened out.
Joe, you've had a lot of great games in the state of New York going back to your days at Cornell, now with the Flames. Good luck Friday against another New York team, the Islanders.
Thanks very much.
Joe Nieuwendyk has been our post-game guest. Now let's go back upstairs to Peter.
Welcome back to Alumni Hall. Coming up, Army taking on Navy. It's time for the coach's report with Dino Gaudio. Coach, before we talk about this afternoon's game, were you as shocked as I was at the way Army blew out Bucknell on Bucknell's home floor?
You know, Buck, that's a tough place to play.
Will you say anything to calm them down?
Well, I told them whoever plays the best game today, Bill, gets to have dinner with you Sunday evening at your place. So I'm sure that'll loosen them up a little.
Okay, Coach, you're invited as well. Thank you for your time and good luck today.
Thanks so much.
Army head basketball coach Dino Gaudio back with the starting lineups. And Army Baskets continues after this break on Talk 1260 WBNR.
Doug, did you have fun on this pregame?
Probably the most fun I've had on any pregame show in my life, and maybe the highlight of my baseball career, Bill.